From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the 10th day of December 2013. I'm Philip Grant. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting snow likely, mainly before 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 31 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 15. We'll bring you up to date on the forecast for the next 3 days in a moment. But first, here's what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the Hudson Common Council is talking smaller apartments. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the city of Hudson's minimum dwelling size could be reduced to 300 square feet. The recommendation was made by Common Council Legal Committee Chairman John Friedman at the council informal meeting on Monday. The consensus among council members appears to be that the city's current minimum apartment size of 1,500 square feet, as specified in the city code, should be reduced. Friedman suggested a paid consultant be engaged to revamp the zoning requirements. Council President Don Moore said the minimum apartment size should be given priority when the new council convenes in January. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. In the town of Catskill, their board has okayed an ambulance purchase. William J. Kimball writes in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Town Board has agreed to purchase an ambulance for $125,000 from Northeastern Rescue Vehicles. The board approved the purchase during a meeting last week. Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said the price will be reduced by nearly $24,000 by trading in three of the squad's backup ambulances. There are currently four active ambulances used by the Catskill Rescue Squad and one backup vehicle. Town officials decided to trade in the three oldest ambulances after one of them broke down. Leggio said, and I quote, "You take it to the garage, and the next thing you know, it's $1,000 because they've got to put gold plugs in them," unquote. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Freeman. And in our final story, Albany County is looking at a ban on plastic foam food containers. The Public News Service is reporting that Albany County and New York City are poised to enact a ban on styrofoam food containers. In Albany, the provision could take effect as early as June. Mike Clifford has the story.
New Yorkers throw away 40 tons of plastic foam each year, and local environmental advocates say much of it comes from eating fast food. This week, measures are expected to be considered in New York City and Albany County to ban these plastic food containers. The New York City Council proposal could come up as early as today, according to Travis Prue with Environmental Advocates of New York.
It's reasonable in that it gives the industry 2.5 years from the time that it was announced to either come up with alternatives or prove that their product can be recyclable.
While the measure was proposed under Mayor Bloomberg, Prue says he believes Mayor-elect de Blasio will be on board because he has a history of supporting environmental measures. A similar measure is also under consideration in Albany County that would take effect in 6 months. Prue says many fast food chains are already being proactive in replacing some plastic containers.
In fact, many of these companies have already started to make the switch because they know their product isn't good. It takes 15 minutes to eat something out of a plastic foam container, but it'll outlive you by 500 years.
Industry officials maintain the bans would be job killers, but Prue says that hasn't proven true on the West Coast in communities where these types of bans have been enacted. He says his group has been active in pushing for a statewide ban since 2007.
There hasn't been much traction in the state legislature to get this passed, but what we're seeing is local governments and municipalities taking action on their own, and we're hoping that that's going to prompt state government to actually be a leader in cleaning up New York's waste stream.
Prue says in addition to taking up space in landfills for centuries, the containers can leach toxics into food when heated, and when they finally do break down, animals often mistake them for food. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.
You'll find that full recording on the WGXC Newsroom website, newsroom.wgxc.org. Now for the weather. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting snow likely, mainly before 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 31 degrees. But Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 15. The forecast for the next 3 days on Wednesday, a slight chance of snow showers after 3 p.m., partly sunny, with a high near 28 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of snow showers before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 12 degrees. For Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly sunny with a high near 22. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 9. And for Friday, partly sunny with a high near 28 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 14. The sun rose this morning at 7:14 a.m. and will set at 4:23 p.m. The length of the day, 9 hours and 9 minutes. That's 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the 10th day of December 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.